portion of our Spotlight on Avon is brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. Every day now, or every day, every Monday at 7:40, we're going to be joined by Chad Grood from Express Employment Professionals, talking about how to find a job, what skills are needed, how to represent you at a job interview. And he joins us this morning here in Avon. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig.
So before we get going as to some things related to the job search, give me a little background on Express Employment Professionals.
Sure. Express Employment Professionals is about 30 years old, founded by our owner, Bob Funk. It's a franchise organization. There's about 800 franchisees throughout the U.S., Canada, and South Africa. And the whole company was founded on a mission of hope and putting 1 million people to work.
And you have an office where, on Abbey Road in Elyria?
That is correct. We're at 992 Abbey Road North there in Elyria, across from Lorain Community College.
Of course, you're also online at expresspros.com/LorainOH.
Yes.
People can find out things about that. Let's talk about some of the things that, you know, there's two parts to, I guess, the job, the employer and the employee. So let's start with the employer. Can you give us some things that, why it's important to make sure you get the right candidate and things you're looking for?
Sure.
For people to fill the job.
One of the most important things is for employers to find the right talent to work within their organizations. And there's five threats facing employers today. And the high cost of reckless hiring, you know, making sure that they're recruiting and bringing in the right talent for their organization, and then retaining them. And the retention really falls on leadership abilities and communication with those employees. So Express really focuses on helping employers in those areas becoming the best that they could be.
You, in a sense, maybe do a job interview for the employer to find out what they need, and also guide them into making sure that the person placed there will be a long-term employee, I guess.
Yeah, that is correct. We spend a lot of time with the employer learning about their culture, their skills that they need within their organization. And then we, in turn, take that out and recruit and try to find individuals that fit well within their organizations.
Right. A lot of times, many organizations, it's not just the boss hiring. There's a whole process that has to go. There's a whole human resources aspect to it. So that's another part you probably have to deal with,
yes,
too.
Human resources is a very important topic for employers. Compliance with all the legalities, EEOC regulations, and we work with our clients on helping make sure that they're compliant. Small to mid-sized companies that can't afford an HR department, we can assist them in those areas and making sure that they're compliant and following everything to maintain a good business.
Sometimes we hear that certain employers are looking for employees, and it's a difficult job, a difficult task for them to find the right employee. How can you help in that regard?
Well, the ability for us at Express to do that is we strategically recruit for each client specific to their culture and their skill set, and we spend the time with each person that comes into our organization to find out three key things. Are they ready for the position? Do they have the proper education and training? Their ability, which means their personal economics. Do they have reliable transportation? Do they have a system set up when life happens to them and maybe a babysitter falls short and they have to find somebody to watch their kids? So we find out, you know, their ableness to go to work, and then their willingness, you know, to find out, you know, are they willing to perform the job? Do they have a purpose, the motivation to go to work every day? So we work with them to find that, make sure they're assessed, their skills, that they're ready to go to a client, and it's a long-term fit.
So you try to get the right answers. I mean, a lot of times if you said, are you willing to work? I say, yeah. Can you get there? I say, yeah. And you kind of have to dig a little deeper than that, don't you?
Right? Yes, we do. Yeah. We spend a lot of time with the job seeker to understand what that ready, able, and willing is, so we put them in a position that will help them be successful and, in turn, you know, give our clients the right person for that position.
Do you advocate then for both sides, I guess?
Yes. Okay. We work with the employer on a lot of levels for the recruiting and retention and how to be an employer of choice in Lorain County, where employees are wanting to go to work for these companies because of the way they run their business. And so then we work with each individual job seeker to teach them whether, hey, maybe you need a little education here, maybe you need a little on-the-job training, and then the soft skills that are real important on maintaining a job once you get it. So our whole slogan is we'll open the doors, you know, we ask you not to close them. And we try to prepare them for that opportunity.
One of the things you have listed on the threats facing business related to job has to do with their it hurts their ability to innovate, I guess, is what you have. Can you explain that just a little bit?
Yeah. Innovation for companies is, you know, continuing to grow and evolve with the demands of where we're going in the future. And maintaining the right talent and an engaged workforce is key to that, because if you continually have turnover, you never start moving forward. You're always just trying to maintain status quo, and innovation is key to succeed.
You're focusing so much on filling the jobs, you can't get the jobs done in this. You can't look longer term, which is really important for businesses to be successful as well. Well, Chad, you also, as part of being in the community, you've involved yourself in the community too. Tell me a little bit of some of the things that you're kind of doing in 2016, I guess, to kind of get yourself out there into the community.
In 2016, and when we actually opened, my wife and I, you know, really looked at the county to decide where we thought we wanted to invest, you know, our time and some of our financial resources to help the county become, you know, a county where people would want to move to and work. And the Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County is one organization that we're working with to do educational workshops. Habitat for Humanity is another organization that we feel strongly about helping individuals, you know, have a step up into housing, you know, and help them maintain proper and adequate housing. And there's a lot of other things with Habitat that, and then Lorain County JVS, there's a severe shortage of skilled trades nationwide, but specifically in Lorain County. And the JVS is a phenomenal institution to teach kids and build those skilled trades. And then Lorain County Friendship APL is another one that my wife's very passionate with animals and making sure that they're handled the proper way. And so that's how we get involved out in the community.
Yeah, and a lot of those things too related to sort of employment or even just young people. You kind of can, if you're involved with them and the skills that you talk about that they build through that also helps them later on when they get a career, start a job, same kind of a...
Yes, correct.
Motivation for them.
The Habitat for Humanity piece, we support the volunteerism for them because they always need volunteers to help on projects. And when we're helping individuals find a job per se, you know, we encourage them to maybe volunteer in your free time while you're not employed, because we'll put that down on your workforce summary that we send out to prospective employers that say, hey, while they were looking for a job, they were also giving of their time to this organization, and it really shows a lot about that individual.
Well, it shows about their commitment to doing something, and in that reward, the reward is not a monetary reward, but there's obviously just a good feeling of helping out. It also is allowing, you find out, getting people out there, they network with other people, they keep themselves busy, because the worst thing somebody could do who's unemployed is sort of sit and loathe in the fact that they are not out there. There's nobody on the couch next to you that's going to hire you. They're the people that are out there that you may encounter through a volunteer organization.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun every Monday at 7:40. You're going to stop by the studio, getting us excited about the employment, helping people get back to work. It's called The Job Genius. Our guest this Monday and every Monday at 7:40 will be Chad Grood from Express Employment Professionals. You can find them at 992 Abbey Road North. Now, I remember you're next to the Dunkin' Donuts. That's how I remember.
Right next to the Dunkin'.
I look at you and I see a donut. Don't take offense to that. I just kind of put these things together sometimes as a person try to remember that. I just know.
Hopefully it's not a big donut.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's good. And expresspros.com/LorainOH is where you can find them on the web. Chad, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate your time.
Yes. Thanks. Thank you, guys.
We're going to have a lot of fun with the Job Genius every Monday here, Craig.